want to first begin by saying Karas HaToyiv to be able to speak in a yeshiva as a gavaldik eschus, for the daven in a yeshiva. I want to thank the Rebbeim and Anhola for allowing me maybe to we'll see what happens together here. I'd like to speak about a Rashi at the end of Chukas and a Rashi at the beginning of Chukas. Rashi says at the end of Chukas, a famous Rashi, Al Tiroi Soi, that Moshe Rabbeinu was scared of Oig. Because Baruch Hu tell him, Al Tiroi Soi, don't be. Hashem said to Moshe, don't be afraid. So Rashi, what was Moshe Rabbeinu afraid of? Not because Oig was big. He was afraid, Moshe Yore Li Lochem Shema Tamalis Chusai Shalavrom. Amazing thing. This giant is coming here. He has all the weapons in the world. You know, machine guns and tanks and planes and bombs. Moshe Rabbeinu is not scared. Scared because the Oig one time did a taiva to Avraham Avinu. He's scared. He did a taiva. What was the taiva? But you have a pollet. And of course, everybody knows the Rashi says earlier in Gracious that Yavah Pollet, his kavana was that Avraham would get killed and be able to marry Sarah. So it wasn't a mamish a mayor de geschus at all, but Lamaisa, he did something. So Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking that he's afraid. He's afraid he has to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu has to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al-Tiraisa. To think about what a person may have done. That's one Rashi. To think about what a person may have done. There's a Rashi beginning of Chukas. Famous Rashi. Rashi mentions this several times, about 8 times in Chumash. Strange word, Mainan es Yisrael. The Satan, also have to know what it means. Satan and Masailam. They come to tell Klal Yisrael, Ma mitzvah zayis, what are you doing? Ma tam yesh bo, what reason is there to do it? What is this mitzvah paradu? What are you doing here? Lefikach, kosa vachuka, gzeira hi milafana. It's a gzeira. Now Rashi adds on, this is the only time in Chumash Rashi does this. Rashi adds on, Ein lecha rishus lahar acharel. You have no permission, lahare acharel. Amazing. You have no permission to think. No permission to think. All we do in yeshiva all day is think. We do, except for maybe Ben Astarim, otherwise all we do is think. What do you do in yeshiva? You think. Mm-hmm. Amazing thing. All you do is think. What do the words mean? What are the words this? Why you say this? Why did Bai say this? Why did Rebbe say this? What's the place? What's the place? All you do is think all day. Unbelievable thing. And here, ain l'cha rishus l'har acharel. No rishus to think. A guy once came to my house, a plumber. He says to me, you Jewish? I said, yeah. He says, how come you don't eat pork? I remember Shrashi. Rashi and Chumash, one of the places, is Chazer. Why did you eat pork? So I told him, I said, Hashem gave me this word. I said, obedience. He says to me, obedience? Wow. That makes sense. It doesn't make any sense except to be obedient. I didn't tell him a Tom. Why? It's obedience. Mamish is Rashi. Ein lecha rishus lahar acharel. No, about the time may akra, what we can learn from here, but why Hashem decided to do this, ein lecha, you got to work good what it means. Ein lecha rishus. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking about Oig. And here Rashi says, don't think. So I want to ask you a question, Rabbi Sai. I would love, and it's not the right words to say, but I would love to be able to see the following scenario. You know this Maisa, everybody knows this Maisa. Maisa happened a year ago, right? What was the Maisa? The Arabs, Yimach Shemom, are fighting Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And in the middle of this whole Melchoma, two Yidden from Bnei Brak decide they want to be Machmir. And they want to have wheat that is not ripe. They want to cut it. And they know that, right, they were involved in wheat. They knew exactly what the matzah was. They wanted to cut the wheat now so that to be able to not have any problems this past Pesach during the Shemitah year. They don't deal with the whole Shiloh. The Luchumra, they'll have the wheat already cut. They will cut before the Shemitah year. They went around all the Eretz Yisrael and they found the field that matched exactly what they needed. You know, everybody knows the maaser, right? And they cut the wheat, and they cut the wheat. They cut the wheat. Next day, mamish, the next day, Ashimach Shimon come out of a tunnel under the ground, and they thought they're coming into a wheat field with the grass 6 feet high, and they'd be covered in camouflage, and Bebel Rachman al Hassan go into a town nearby, and who knows what they would have done to the Yidden. Who knows? Who knows? And instead, there's a 19-year-old, I think it was a girl, a soldier in a bunker with all the cameras. One year, the shul went on a trip. Every other year, we go on a trip to learn for a week. Journey of Torah. So one year we went, it was a Shemitah year. And eventually, to ask that we go to a Shemitah farm in the middle of Shemitah. It was unbelievable. The mud, nothing was growing there. Right next door was beautiful crops. It was an unbelievable scene. But the younger man, the farmer, I don't know who took this, he said, you should know that there are hidden cameras all over the place, and somewhere there's a bunker, and there's a person sitting in the bunker, a soldier, with cameras all over the place, screens, watching for, because Mamish was right near the, you could see the Arabs are Mamish visible. So there's a soldier in a bunker. She sees the Arabs come out of the tunnel. She presses a button, and some guy's some guy is manning missiles somewhere, and he shoots a missile and kills the Arabs. Half of them, the other ones half ran down the tunnel. So I'd love again. I don't know if it's the right words. Who gets the credit? Who gets the credit? Who gets the credit? The girl who saw them, the soldier who shot the missile, or the two younger life from Bnei Brak who want matzahs? But who gets the credit? That's my Shiloh the Meisah. Who gets the credit over here? An unbelievable thing. Who gets the credit? Moshe Benu started to think. Oy has some schlissim. Moshe Benu was thinking. Oy has some schlissim. Everybody's here in this yeshiva right now, right? Why? Why am I in the yeshiva? I'm a great Kanaka. Why am I in the yeshiva? I'm paying tuition. What do I do? I decided to live in Lakewood. Why am I here? Why am I here? Without parents, would I be here? Without grandparents, would I be here? What happened? What's going on in my life? What's going on in my life? Without my Rebbeim, what would I be doing? Without my Rebbeim's Rebbeim, what would they be doing? Without my Rebbeim's Rebbeim, what would be going on? It's an unbelievable thing to think. It's not such an easy thing to do when you're a teenager. I just said you think all day. Yeah, what Abaye said, what Rabbi said, what the Kli said, what Kivegu said. But to think about, wait a minute, I'm healthy, I'm in good shape, I'm, why am I here? You know, why not? I'm going to a chasana tonight. That's why I came in. I tell people in shul all the time. Well, get up at Sheva Brachas, and you start speaking about the chasana. I tell people, calm down. The chasana is 22. Kala is 19. What the chasana do? Somebody's married 50 years. You want to make a Sheva Brachas, go speak about them. 50 years. what did he do, this guy? He's paying for the chasana. What did he do? What did he do? What did he accomplish? To think, what's going on here? Why am I going to a chuppah? Why am I coming to yeshiva every day? It's a gansa parsha. Life is a gansa parsha. To think, what happened over here? So Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's where it happens. The people from Bnei Brak are going to get credit. The girl, the bunkers with the missiles. What about the person who invented the missiles? He gets credit. Maybe he doesn't get any credit because he also invented the missiles that the Arabs use. I don't know. Who knows how to pass in such a shiloh? Who gets credit? Who gets credit? Maybe all the credit should go back to the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish is the one who was like Megala Hilchos Shemitah. That people were so concerned that should go back to the Chazon Ish. It's something to think about. Walk into yeshiva every day. It's something to think about. You finish his man in a few weeks. I was zeichet to be his man in yeshiva. Another mesechta. Think about it. Unbelievable thing. Okay, now let's go a little weiter. Let's go a little weiter. I saw an unbelievable maisa. Unbelievable. The Bava Rebbe came to America right after the war. You do if you ever read the book of the Bava Rebbe. What he did during the war, lost his whole family, how he was saved, he and his son. He gets to America, he opens up a shul on the west side of Manhattan, the upper west side of Manhattan. The Bava Rebbe opens up a shul on the upper west side of Manhattan. And Leil Shabbos, there's no minyan. The Bava Rebbe, there's no minyan. He goes out in the street, looks for somebody for a tent. He finds a guy walking down the street in a white suit. A white suit. My mother wasn't such a big avera to wear a white suit. You know, he's wearing a white suit. He's wearing a white suit. Walking down the street, and he says to him, "Are you a Yid?" The guy says, "Yep." He says, "We need a minyan. Would you come in? Come in to do what? Come in to daven? I'm never going to daven for the rest of my life. I'm never going to daven for the rest of my life. I went through the camps. I'm never going to daven the rest of my life. My father was a chazan. I'm never going to daven the rest of my life." So the Bava Rebbe ignores the entire conversation. And he says to him, "Would you daven for the Omer?" Ignores the whole conversation. He heard the guy said, "My father was a chazan," said he understood that maybe he could die. He said, "Would you daven for the Omer?" The guy said, "Yes." The guy came in and davened for the Omer. The other one was not too happy. "Who is this guy? What is this? Okay, next week, guy comes back, Rebbe sends him up to the Omer again. Third week or the fourth week, the guy doesn't come back. The Rebbe tells two chassidim, "Listen, he didn't come last night to daven. And now it's after Shacharis. Go walk around the neighborhood. I'm sure he must be somewhere. And if you see him anywhere in the neighborhood, tell them I missed his davening last night." Yeah. So these guys, the Rebbe said, they go walking around the neighborhood and they find him. He's sitting on a bench, park bench, on Shabbos morning, smoking a cigar. So they say good Shabbos to him and they tell him that the Rebbe sent you a message that he missed your davening. He missed your davening. So the chassidim come back and they say to the Rebbe, "We saw him smoking a cigar at Shabbos in a park bench in the middle of the street. B'chal Shabbos v'vahesya." With the push, they're trying to tell the Rebbe, "You see, we told you, this is who you sent for the Amid." The Rebbe says to them, "He wasn't smoking." So they say to him, "Rebbe, we were there. We saw him smoking. He was smoking." The Rebbe gave, I hope I don't cry. I have nothing wrong with crying, but the Rebbe gave such an unbelievable answer. The Rebbe said to them, "He was not smoking. The Nazis were smoking." He had the answer. Unbelievable answer. He wasn't smoking. The Nazis were smoking. Okay, everybody say, now, this is a reverse thought. You see somebody doing something. So now, why is he doing it? Who cares? What do you mean, who cares? Why is he doing it? Why is he doing it? Before he writes somebody off, why is he doing it? Somebody comes in one morning, he's in a bad mood. I don't like people in bad moods. Maybe he's in a bad mood, he got terrible news last night. Maybe instead of reacting to his bad mood, you should react and say, "Is everything okay? Is everything okay?" Nobody really knows, right? Nobody knows a matzav. Nobody knows a matzav. 40 years later, a yid walks into Bavav and walks over to the Rebbe and says to the Rebbe, "Would you be Masada Kedushin tonight for my Einikel?" So the Rebbe says, "I can't. I'm too old. I'm not well. I don't go to chasanas anymore, except for Mishpacha maybe. I don't go to chasanas anymore. But if you make a Sheva Brachas somewhere in here in Borough Park, near the shul, near where I live, I'll come to the Sheva Brachas." He said, "Okay." The Sheva Brachas, the Rebbe takes two chassidim with him and says, "Come, I have to go to a Sheva Brachas. You come with me." He said, "Well," they walk into the room. Sheva Brachas. So the Rebbe says, "Go to the Zeta sitting at the head table. Go tell him I'm here and wish him Mazel Tov. And then I'll come in." So they go to the head table and they look at the Zeta, and the Zeta looks at them. And the Zeta says, "You remember me?" They said, "No." They said that, so the Zeta said, "I'm the chazan who davened two Friday nights in the Beis Medrash. And you're the guys who saw me smoking on the park bench. And the only reason I'm here today is because the Rebbe sent me a message that he liked my davening and he missed that I wasn't there. It was a whole room full of frum people, all of his descendants. It didn't say the Rebbe Chassidim. A whole room full of frum people, all his descendants. Moshe Rabbeinu looks at Oig. He sees a giant, a goy, Bal Taiva, Balavera. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that when Oig did what he did it so hoped that Avram would die and he could marry Sarah. Moshe Rabbeinu understood it all. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that there's a schus. Wow, there's a schus. He did something. But he was afraid. Moshe Rabbeinu needed chizuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmo yuchoydei to tell him, don't be afraid, like Sira. He was afraid. When somebody does something for us, what type of HaKadosh HaToy do we have to that person? What do you have to think about? What do you have to think about when we see that person? We're talking about a Russia. I'm talking about a Yid. Who may not be your best friend? And maybe did some things to you afterwards that you don't like. But what a curse I told you. And then you see you do something wrong. Not a question of Dagma Kapskos. It's a question of understanding a matziv. I'm going to tell you a maysa. I'm not making any comparisons between me and anybody else. I want to tell you a maysa. Someone once called me up at 2:15 in the morning. A woman called me up at 2:15 in the morning, and she cursed me out to the ground. Mama, she was screaming at me and cursing me out to the ground. And I knew why she called me. She was furious with me. And I did something which I had to do. I had no brain. I had to do what I had to do. So I told her like this. I said, you can scream at me as much as you want. It's the first time in my life somebody screamed at me. I can scream. I got a loud voice. I can scream. I know how to scream. Believe me, I know how to scream. But I knew where her pain was coming from. She was screaming at me. She wasn't screaming at me. She didn't mean me. I was the conduit. I was the excuse. I was the place where she could hang her tzara. Mamish, I'm telling you, I don't know how it happened. I'm just a regular person, a regular guy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just came in and said, she doesn't mean me. So she screamed. A half hour screaming at me. I saw her pain. It wasn't about me. It's unbelievable. The Bava Rebbe said it's the Nazi smoking on Shabbos. I'm not saying Chas V'Shalom it's mutter to smoke on Shabbos. I didn't say it's mutter to smoke during the week either. I didn't say that either. But to see a person, to understand what a person went through, understand what's going on with a person, and then maybe be able to bring the person back. What an unbelievable thing. Except when it comes to Paraduma. When it comes to Paraduma, and the guy starts making fun of you, you're a Yid. You're out of your mind. You're a Yid. You're from Yid. You're out of your mind. And it's like an unbelievable thing. Avram Ivri, right now in this world, without getting into any detail, right now in this world, in this room, and in many other rooms like it, but let's talk about this room right now. In this room, the dais and the sheetas that are held in this room, dear and near, we're all Ivrim, we're all Ivr Echad, we're called Amkulu, Ivr Sheni. Nobody's on our side. I'm not even talking about now the Arabs. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about ideologically. In Hashkafa, nobody's on our side. Everybody thinks we're out of our minds. A bunch of teenage boys get up in the morning and put on suit jackets and wear these fedora hats. We're crazy people. We're crazy people. So I want to tell you why we're not crazy. I'll tell you what's going on with the rest of the world. It's an unbelievable thing. Unbelievable thing. You know, in the 1800s, the Welt held that the Torah was, say the words, the Torah was wrong because the Torah allowed for gittin. So a sechta called gittin, a parsha of the Torah called git. They held the world was wrong because the rest of the world held, the goyim held, hold the shita, ad hayoyim, whatever, they don't have to get, they hold in order to get divorced. Now, it's 150 years later. Now they get divorced. It's a joke. Of course you can get divorced. You have to get divorced. I'm saying in the Welt. In the Welt. So now they take different mitzvahs in the Torah. And they say, those mitzvahs don't make any sense. Your job, it's a job you have. Your job is to understand the Torah to the best of your ability. For two reasons. One is for yourself. That's the chiyuv. That's the chiyuv. The other reason is because you're understanding the Torah. You're learning the Torah. You're breaking your head to understand. Look at the shelf back there. Shul Rozovsky and Roshach. I was like to have a shaykhus with both of them. You see those svarim. Their whole leben, their whole life was the whole life. Whole life. Chedushim Shmuel, Avi Ezri, their whole life was to understand the Dvarasha. And they changed the world because of that. They changed the world because of that. They kept the days. They taught us what to do. They told us what to do. They told us how to do it, when to do it, where to do it. I want to tell you, right now, I know you got to think I don't know what you're going to think. I'm telling you right now, you are the luckiest people in the world. I'm telling you, you're the luckiest people in the world. You're learning the Dvar Hashem. It's the only thing that's right in the whole world. It's the only thing that doesn't change in the whole world. It is the world. Sakhala Raisa Bar Alma, the Torah is the world. The more you understand, the more shaykhis you have to understanding and not letting anybody move you from where you hold, from what we hold. It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable thing. Everything that goes on in this geographic small city, it's unbelievable how you can trace it all back to Rabbanan Kotla. All back to Rabbanan Kotla. Trace it all back to Rabbanan Kotla. Rabbanan Kotla made most of the people in this city's Rabbeim. Right? Most of the people. And now they're teaching you. So what happens on a daily basis? Who knows what's going on? How many hundreds? I don't know. I can't compute. How many thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds? Well, whatever's going on. How many hours of Torah learned in a day? So it all gets registered on Rabbi Zatzal's cheshbon. So then what happens? It all gets registered on the Alta Salbatka's cheshbon because he was Rabbi Kotler's Rebbe. Then all of that goes back to the Alta Ventelum because he was the Alta Sobaka's Rebbe. And all of that goes back to Rishol Salanta because he was the Alta Ventelum's Rebbe. That all goes back to Zonal Salant because he was Rishol Salanta's Rebbe. That all goes back to Chaim Voloshna because he was Zonal Salant's Rebbe. That goes back to the Vilna Goyim because he was Chaim Voloshna's Rebbe. Like, what happens? I don't know. I have no idea. Who can compute? The Manchester Yeshiva used to keep the yard site of Rabbeinu Yoina. Used to keep the yard site of Rabbeinu Yoina and learn Mishnayos on his yard site because he felt that Rabbeinu Yoina's sefer gave him his kayak to be a yid, among other kaisers. Okay, Rabbi Sai, there's a lot more to say, but not for now. But I'd like to end by saying, where are we? In the last Rashi in Chukas or the first Rashi in Chukas? In the last Rashi in Chukas, we have to think. In the first Rashi in Chukas, we have to say staunchly that we are obedient even when we don't understand. And I would say to a larger gear, Rabbi Yisai, that's Yiddishkeit. I got to be makitoyv. I have to think about everything. I have to be recognize where everything is coming from. And that means the tzlis is coming from the Rajba, and the Rajba is coming from the Rajba is coming from the Rif, and the Rif is coming from Rabina Ravashi, Rabina Ravashi coming from Bayan Rava coming from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is coming from Rabbi Akiva is coming from back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what I want to understand. That's what I have to understand. The Pasuk to the Gemara to the down to the Mishnah Berurah. And besides Shady, there are certain things I'm not seichet to know what they mean. But I'm not budging. I'm not budging. That's a yid. That's a yid. That's a yid. I don't know where you're shot in this. Obedience. What's Paraduma? Obedience. What's learning? Thinking, 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 thinking. What's life? Thinking, thinking, thinking. Who do I? What are my parents? Thinking, my grandparents, my rabbeim, my chaverim. Maybe even my siblings. Okay, everybody, say, don't forget for a minute, not for 1 minute, that although there are more than seven billion people in the world, and ruba de ruba de ruba de ruba shalahem. Think that you're all crazy. Think that we're all crazy. A body of you. We think we're all crazy. Crazy this, Talis, Tvillin, what? Crazy people. Crazy people. We're holding up the world, Rabbi Say. You're holding up the world. 2 weeks till Ben Azmanim. What are you supposed to think about during Ben Azmanim? Besides, however, amount of hours you learn, what are you supposed to think about Ben Azmanim? Supposed to think about Ben Azmanim, I should sleep Gishmak, I should eat Gishmak, maybe I should play ball Gishmak, so I can come back next month and really be on fire. Just turn your whole Ben Azmanim into this month. Turn your whole Ben Azmanim, one little thought, turn the whole Ben Azmanim into this month. You should be zeichet to take advantage of your koiches, of your opportunities, of your time. Even though the world doesn't know it, you're changing the world. And you're making the world. That's what's happening in this room. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us. If one goy does one mitzvah, you got to think about it. If one yid, kal v'chomer, if one yid does something. And if chas v'shalom, something is not so well understood, The Nazi smoking. If something is not so well understood, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we go weiter. We should all be zeichet to be matzliach, we should all be zeichet to steig, we should all be zeichet to be karav yameinu, we'll be as a Mashiach, we'll be here, we'll be here.